welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And that esteemed is with a capital E there, you know.
Yeah,
that.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and those of you in Atlanta, Georgia, welcome back as well. And this show goes down to Atlanta on WGKA, and it's here in New York, of course, on News Talk Radio 710 WOR. And let me give you our phone number in the studio. We didn't answer that many questions the first hour. We were talking to Dr. Paul. So those of you who've been saving up your questions, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, and that protocol that Dr. Paul was talking about, I will let everybody at the store know about it Tuesday morning. Of course, tomorrow's Labor Day, so the store will be closed. But Tuesday morning, we will have that protocol posted at everybody's desk. So if you have any questions about it, we'll be able to answer it for you. Okay, and let's see who's on the phone. Richard from New City, New York. You're live on the Wilner Window. Hello, Richard.
Yes, hello, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
I don't know if you're on the subject right now, if I'm out of line or whatever.
No, you're right in line. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, I'm calling about ulcerated colitis.
Uh-huh.
I've had it for like 10 years, and I've been to three different physicians. And everyone seems, I always ask the same question about it, if I should be on a special diet. And all three of them have said no, and sometimes, I have done research on the computer.
Right.
And it seems to say, stay away from lima beans, broccoli, fresh fruits, different.
Mm-hmm.
What is the general consensus? I'm very confused.
Okay, well, you're trying to confuse us as well, huh? All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ulcerative colitis. First of all, Dr. Podell, what is ulcerative colitis?
Okay, it's an inflammatory disease in the large bowel in which the body basically inflames and attacks the lining of the gut.
Okay, so this is in the large intestine.
Yes.
Okay. And my question to you, Richard, would probably be, do you know certain foods that give you certain symptoms that you don't like?
No, not at all. I've just been eating normal, whatever I want to eat. And when I first, first signs of that I had it, I had, mucus and bleeding. But now I'm to the point of that I just have, constantly, I can't seem to shake this diarrhea. I'm up to like 12 tablets of Asacol. He tried prednisone or whatever. Then I went off that, and now I'm on, I don't know what this other stuff, something with a 6 in it, where they've been monitoring my blood and my liver function.
Yeah, 6 MP, right.
Yes, that's okay. It.
There is a probiotic formula I'm going to recommend. Have you taken probiotics, the beneficial bacteria?
No. I don't believe so.
Well, that's something which definitely could be of benefit. You should be taking that as a general course. Taking a good probiotic. We've advertised a few. It's going to be an advertisement for one right after after the next break for Gyrodophilus CDS. That's an excellent strain. There is a we did one earlier for Primodophilus. They make a few different high potency strains as well that I'd recommend. But specifically, but and you should be on something like that. A whole bunch of there's no shortage of excellent probiotic formulas, but for the diarrhea itself, the one that I think will help you the most is called Florastor. Florastor, F-L-O-R-A-S-T-O-R. It's a Saccharomyces boulardii, which is not technically, of course, a bacteria. Saccharomyces is a form of yeast. And oddly enough, that works extremely, extremely well in diarrhea cases. So I would recommend you use Florastor. Okay.
Okay, I would just say that he had changed my medication, and the diarrhea, it's still at the point that, you know, I all of a sudden I'll have emergencies. I'm in a panic looking for a bathroom if I go out. So what I've been doing, well, one time one of the physicians mentioned take Imodium. If I take a couple of Imodiums, it will relieve the diarrhea for a day or two, but then it comes right back, just like a water flow.
You're very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the disease. That's the nature of the disease. And I think for me, I would say you need to be in tune to the type of foods you eat. If cooked vegetables are good for you, then cook your vegetables. If raw vegetables are bad, then you can't have them. If the fruits are bad, then you can't have them. You know, whatever you're doing, if that's do something else.
Not to make it, you know, I figured I'm going along. I'm like thinking, well, I'm eating raw red peppers. I'm eating a lot of corn. I'm eating
Things like that. No. Those are what I would say I would think those would definitely be bad.
Right.
For you.
Okay.
So that's my. Those would be my suggestions for you, definitely. You know, just do what the probiotics most important the probiotics because that will help just the tonus of your gut in general, and specifically for the diarrhea,
Florastor,
and just take it as it says on the bottle. It's
that's a prescription drug.
No, not at all. There are other brands of Saccharomyces boulardii, but in your particular case, I would probably suggest that you stayed with the Florastor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you may have a couple of things going on. You may have the ulcerative colitis, but you may also have a spastic colon to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is why you have to run to find a bathroom. You know, so that's not it's not unusual to have all these things going on. You know, and so you should also try and find yourself a nutritional physician, someone who's trained in nutrition as well as conventional medicine. So
okay.
That would be another suggestion I'd make to you. All right, Richard, good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next we have Mary from New Rochelle, New York.
Yes, this is Mary from New Rochelle. Hello, Arnie. And the reason why I'm calling, my husband this morning when he got up, he loses his balance. In other words, he feels dizzy. Only when he gets up, when he is in bed, he doesn't feel anything. I would like to know what is that. Maybe Dr. Podell, he can help me somehow.
Well, this is the first time it happened?
About a week ago again. But then was fine. He felt fine. He didn't feel anything. Now it happened again. I cannot call the doctor because everybody is on vacation now.
Yeah. Well, is he okay now?
He's resting. When he's resting, he feels fine. Only when he gets up.
Okay. Well, there could be a number of things, but it sounds like he could have had a drop in blood pressure. That in turn could be, say, from if he were having some sort of internal bleeding. So I think that if he gets up again now and it happens again, you call 911 and get to the emergency room. If he gets up and he's okay, then make an appointment to see your doctor, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday, and have him try and figure out. There's lots of different things that can do it. Most of them are not serious, but some of them are. Okay?
Oh, he was. He had an operation. He had a tumor, benign intestine tumor, but was benign just a year ago, like today.
Yeah, that's probably not causing it.
No, must be something different.
Yes. But if it happens again, take him to the hospital.
I see. Thank you very much, Dr. Podell. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for that call, Mary. All righty, it's time for another short break, and our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. The 800 number is free, and as I've said, it also works from Atlanta, Georgia, and environs down there. Matter of fact, it works from anywhere around the country, so if you're listening on the website, you can call from California and Ohio and Texas. Give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll both be back after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional and guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Currently, we have the full lines of Source Naturals and Planetary Herbals on sale at 35% off list. And at 30% off list, the full lines of Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, Health Plus, Camo Care, Sambucol, and there's even more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And do you have our current product reference catalog? You can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. The number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy at our website, wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. Even better, visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals, will continue taking your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements and plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
Did you know that almost a quarter of today's prescription drugs are based on chemicals found in plants? And studies have shown that herbal remedies can be particularly effective in keeping people well. That's why Sprunk Janssen products work alongside modern medicine. Their formulas are based on traditional Greek-Arabic medicine, the original basis for European herbalism and modern pharmaceuticals. So if you want to find a safe and effective way to keep your heart healthy, spice up your love life, relieve red, dry, and itchy skin, or address other health challenges you may be having, stop by your nearest natural food store and look for the beautiful butterfly boxes that are exclusively Sprunk Janssen, a company whose concentrated synergistic formulas combine modern science with herbal wisdom. Find out more about healthy lifestyle and skincare at Sprunk Janssen's website, sprunk-janssen.com.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about nutrition. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And our next caller is Michelle from Roseland, New Jersey. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good afternoon. I feel like I know you guys have been listening for a while. Finally had a moment to call. I'm 59, hopefully postmenopausal, still get a few hot flashes every so often. For the past year, when I sleep and I lay on my side, either side, when I go to lay on my back and put my legs flat, I get these, like, cramps, like almost like my legs want to just do whatever they want, like stretch and tighten and shake a little, and it's the strangest thing. I've tried chiropractic, Rolfing, vitamins, acupuncture, massage, yoga, Flexerol, magnesium, calcium, potassium. I don't know what else to try.
Is this a leg cramp, or is this...
It's not a cramp that I could rub it. They just tighten for, like, 5 seconds, and I could eventually lay them flat, but they don't... It's almost like they just, like, kind of don't want to lay flat. They just kind of tighten and shake a little bit, and then it goes away. It's, like, 5 seconds long, maybe.
Do you get anything like that while you're asleep during the night?
No, and it's fine all day. That's the only time it happens, at night. But it's fine during the day. I don't have any problem at all. I'm very active and a decent weight. For a while, actually, this is about a year. At the beginning of it, I felt like I was going into a forced stretch. Like I felt like my upper back and body just wanted to stretch the minute I woke up, and I couldn't control it. And so I'm a little worried that it's something serious, but I don't know what else to do before I see someone else.
It's not at all clear to me what it is.
Okay.
And if it's only 5 seconds and it only happens once, and only when you put it in a certain position?
It happens several times a night if I move. If I'm on my side, I'm fine. But as soon as I go to lay on my back, it happens.
And the muscles contract, what, in the back of the leg?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Historically, they've recommended calcium and magnesium, but
this isn't really a leg cramp when people leg cramps and it really hurt and it the muscle bunches up.
Yeah,
so this is something else, but I can't from the telephone at least tell you what it is.
What kind of doctor would you recommend?
Well, that's a good question. Somebody who will actually watch you lie on your side in the office and do it and see what happens.
Well, yeah, I don't think it would happen. I couldn't reenact it in an office. It would have to be...
You'd have to bring your mattress along.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was thinking of an orthopedist or neurologist thinking the worst.
Yeah,
so,
well, I mean, they would be reasonable people to do it.
Okay.
But unless they have a real good sense of what it is, they're liable not to take it seriously. But, you know, give it a try.
Okay.
Thanks for the call,
Thank
Michelle.
Thank you. Take care.
All righty. All right. Next, we have Mary from Garden City, Long Island. Hi, Mary.
Hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to see if you people know anything about or can help me with celiac disease. I was told I have a gluten intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
I just wanted to know. I know nothing about it. Some woman called me the other day who has the same problem, and she was telling me what kind of food to eat. But I don't know. I was just wondering if you can help me with that.
The big okay, I'll start, and then Dr. Podell can finish. How's that, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay. The main thing is you have to avoid gluten.
You know, I know
there
that.
There are.
That's just what I would have said.
Yeah. See that, and that's free. You know, if she went to you, you charge her for that. See, but
that's true.
You got it free. Okay.
Well, I got some gluten-free food, but to tell you the truth, I don't know which has given me a problem. Or I had a baked potato the other night. It really made me crazy. I had a lot of trouble with that. It's like almost like detoxing. I really have problems digesting.
Well, so, you know, it may be if you just had the baked potato, I would say, well, that was probably the cause. But what did you have with the baked potato? Maybe that was more of what contributed to your discomfort than the baked potato itself.
They didn't serve it with butter, but they served it with some sour cream, and I had some of that. I don't know if that did it. And I had a turkey burger.
Hey. All right, look, the doctor said that you have a gluten problem?
It showed in my blood test.
Okay. Now, there's many people who have abnormal blood tests, and it doesn't seem to matter when you take them off of gluten. Other people, it matters a whole lot. So I think what you need to do is sit down with the dietitian. First of all, was the level really, really high, or is it just a little bit high?
I don't know if it's moderately high.
Okay.
I think it was 9.5 or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure. That's moderately high. It may or may not be important in terms of how you
are. 11 months ago, it was normal.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think you sit down with a registered dietitian, and she will teach you how to eat. And then, unfortunately, it probably takes about 6 months for a fair trial to see whether it's making any difference in terms of whatever symptoms you're having. Now, if you haven't been having symptoms that are attributable to it, then it won't make any difference.
Oh, I am.
But
I noticed that now that I cut down on the kind of food I'm not supposed to eat, the stomach has subsided.
Okay, so sit down with the dietitian and follow up with your doctor and give it several months as a fair trial.
Where
okay.
do I find
Okay, Mary, we have to pause for a break. If you want to hang on, we'll continue answering after the break. Okay? So we'll be happy to continue with you after the break. Okay, as you know, we need to pause for a break. This is a hard break because we have a traffic report coming in. So this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're traveling across the Hudson River, still dealing with some delays over at the George Washington Bridge, we're going to call it about a 15-minute wait on the upper deck. If you go downstairs, though, things in much better shape. Lincoln Tunnel, 20 minutes into Manhattan. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 20 minutes in both directions. Brooklyn Bridge still a bit heavy as you try to leave Manhattan. That is all volume. Manhattan Bridge and the Williamsburg Bridges will be better rides. In the five boroughs, we're seeing some slow traffic on the FDR Drive northbound side at Houston Street. The on-ramp is closed down with construction. And at 15th Street, the right lane is blocked with emergency road work as well, so that's going to cause a bit of a hassle. Deegan, a bit slow northbound side, Yankee Stadium into the Cross Bronx. Southbound side, slow from Fordham Road heading in towards the Cross Bronx, then a bit heavy on the ramp to the Cross Bronx Expressway. This report sponsored by Amtrak. The Amtrak Adirondack train from New York to Montreal is the best way to enjoy all colors or in fall colors. Save 20% when you ask for the I Love New York fare. Restrictions apply. Book now at Amtrak.com. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel.
Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your Omega diet? While omega-3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing, omega-7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega-7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega-3, 6, and 9, making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love answering your questions. Okay, we were talking to Mary from Garden City. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am. I'm holding on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mary, let me ask you just a question. Are you overweight?
Not now. I've been losing weight steadily.
Okay.
I was slightly overweight, about 10 pounds, and I've already lost 10 pounds trying to watch this diet.
Okay. All right.
Why does that usually go with it?
No, you know, years ago, Dr. Atkins, you know, if you were familiar with Dr. Atkins' diet,
yes.
His was a basically a high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet. And I almost would have said go on an Atkins-type diet, which is basically high-protein, which doesn't have the gluten. So that would take some of the gluten or all the gluten out of your diet, and then you could start sort of adding things to see what it is that starts messing you up.
Yeah, I was told to stay away from anything that's white, carbohydrates, white flour.
Right. Wheat is bad.
Wheat is bad, huh?
Even if it's whole wheat.
Right. Any kind of wheat is bad. So when you cut out wheat, you know, you cut out bread, you cut out pasta.
Right.
You know, and some people, that's a staple of their diet, you know. So they you know, and there are other grains which I never remember them.
Oat, barley, and rye.
Oat, yeah. Barley, and rye are no good. They go along with wheat. So
I tell you, the only thing I'm eating lately is a rice cake. Is that all right?
Yep.
Yeah, rice is fine.
They also have corn products, potato products, but I guess not potato for you.
Yeah.
It's really tough. Actually, when I have an empty stomach and I'm not eating at all, I feel wonderful. As soon as I put food in my mouth and I have to digest, it gives me a problem.
Well, you might want to see somebody who is interested in food sensitivities, and that could be an alternative doctor. It could be perhaps a gastroenterologist or an allergist, and that they can help you work out a diet. Or you can simply do get rid of the gluten, and maybe that will allow the other things to heal. And again,
that has helped, stopping the gluten.
Right.
But
you'll be able to deal with the diet more effectively if somebody teaches you how to create substitutes for gluten for the things that you don't want to live without.
I see.
Yep.
Now, how do I find somebody that can help me with this?
Well, as I say, go to a search engine and put in registered dietitian, put in your town, or ask your doctor. He should know who the dietitians are that he likes to work with.
Well, you know, there's an alternative physician that's not too far from where you live. And
really?
He may not, you know, he's on after us, Dr. Fred Vanini.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you ever listened to his show. It's a heart show, a very good show. Anyway, Dr. Vanini, I'm sure, would know a lot of people in the area who you might be able to, he might be able to refer you to. I don't know if he deals with the gluten intolerance problem himself. But
can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
DGL seems to help.
Oh, wonderful. DGL is a healing substance.
Yeah, that helps, and aloe juice.
Yeah, aloe, I would be a little, just don't take too much because, you know, aloe can sometimes cause the runs. So, but the DGL, a little bit of aloe and a DGL. And look, maybe it's just that you have a bad gastritis that's causing everything. And maybe when you get that healed up, you'll be able to tolerate more.
I see.
You know, so.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
good luck, Mary.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And next we have Diane calling from Queens.
Yeah, hi, doctor. I have severe diarrhea and, I'm sorry, constipation. And I have a hard time going. It's like after 4 days. Would probiotics help that? I was reluctant to take it because I thought that's just for diarrhea.
No. Probiotics can be quite normalizing. Because when things hang around your intestine too long, that's not good either. It's not good if it goes out too quick, and it's not good if it stays around too long.
Well, I have a motility problem, gastroparesis. I'm a diabetic.
Uh-huh.
And it's really the past few weeks has become impossible. It feels like I'm giving birth and trying to get, you know, to go to the bathroom.
Okay, and that's when you mentioned the gastroparesis, I immediately looked at Dr. Podell because that's when he gets called in for these tough things.
Yeah, well, I mean, gastroparesis is very complicated, but probiotics will, in some cases, help with constipation, as will the mineral magnesium,
yeah.
And both are worth a try. If there's really gastroparesis, that becomes much more complicated and probably needs a gastroenterologist and a quick review of all your medicines, because there are all sorts of medicines that will slow down the emptying of the stomach and or the intestine. But if this has only been for 4 days...
No, it's a couple of weeks. It's just getting worse. In fact, I'm getting spasms, feeling like I have to pass out even on days. What is that? Is it something I could take for this feeling?
Well, now we're getting into something else. Now you have to see the doctor. Because, for instance, you could have an intestine that's twisted on itself. There are a variety of more serious conditions that can give you constipation and feeling like you're passing out and pain. And that's not the routine constipation. And so that needs a doctor to check you to see, you know, what in fact is the cause.
Isn't that autonomic dysfunction, which I, you know, the gastroparesis is? But passing out feeling is just for the past week. Every other day I feel like I'm going...
Well, we don't know why. Or something's changed. So we can't attribute it to dysautonomia from gastroparesis that you've had for months or years. Something has changed very recently, and that's the role of the doctor to help you figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm. And probiotics, should I take them?
Well, you can take them, but not as a treatment for figuring out what's going on with you right now. That is, you need a doctor to evaluate you. Probiotics won't hurt. They may help. But they're sort of beside the point until we figure out why you have... This isn't just the ordinary constipation that we see all the time. You've got a bunch of other things that needs to be evaluated.
I have diverticulosis also.
Well...
It's another complication?
No.
Oh, it's not a problem.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Of itself.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I wish we could be of more help, but, you know, as Dr. Podell said...
I thought that was a lot of help.
Yeah, I'm a gastroenterologist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just start with your general practitioner.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to make sure there's nothing twisting abnormally in your abdomen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All righty. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. And who's next? Mike from Wantagh, Long Island. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Yeah, hi, doctor. I'm taking Lipitor, and I understand that it can contribute to thinning of the hair. And I'm just wondering if there's other cholesterol drugs that might not do that. And if there isn't, is it worth taking saw palmetto to try to hold on as much as I can? I mean, I have a lot, and people think I'm crazy, but I see it. And I'm just wondering if there's an alternative to Lipitor.
There's lots of alternatives to Lipitor, but I don't think that Lipitor is responsible for the thinning of your hair.
Okay.
Yeah, we occasionally will hear that it may or may not be due to Lipitor, because there's probably millions of people on Lipitor, some of whom are going to have thinning of the hair. And so it's hard to know whether the drug itself is contributing. Most likely, if it is contributing, that the other statins would cause the problem too. On the other hand, we really don't know if that's what's happening. And it would seem to be that the way you're describing it, that it's more important to control the cholesterol than to have undue worry about the hair, because, as I say, at least other people think you've got plenty.
Yeah,
right, and would the saw palmetto work somewhat like Propecia to hold on as much as I can without causing harm to me?
Saw palmetto is, it prevents the conversion of the testosterone to the dihydrotestosterone, and it's the dihydrotestosterone which you accurately believe is contributing to the hair loss. So, yes, theoretically, the saw palmetto could be of some benefit.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All righty. You're very welcome. But obviously you're taking the Lipitor. Do you take CoQ10?
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
I do. I have a stent, so I'm afraid to get off the Lipitor.
Right.
That's
there are certain people who obviously need to be aggressively treated for their cholesterol so that it doesn't...
It is, because I'm in perfect health. I mean, I'm thin. It's totally hereditary. I eat great, nothing, no matter what I did. The numbers won't come down, and I ended up needing a stent, and I've been on Lipitor, and I'm not going to get off it because
Does it control your cholesterol?
Yes, terrific.
Okay.
It really does. My numbers went up. My HDL went up to 50. My LDL went below 90.
Okay.
So, but all right, I'm going to try the saw palmetto. Maybe it can just hold on to whatever I got longer.
Yeah, it'll help your prostate, too.
Okay, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Mike. Okay, that was an interesting... But Dr. Podell, you never know. Sometimes the fact that a little bit of hair loss, you know, it can be bothersome to somebody.
Well, it is.
Look at me.
Well, no...
No offense.
No offense.
But no, I'm what's the word? Hair challenged? What's the word?
Yeah, well, I guess that's a good one.
Yeah. So,
another word would be bald.
What was that? What'd you say, Noah? Follically challenged, Noah said.
Okay.
So that's me. Okay, you know what? Why don't we pause for a short break? Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We're answering questions about... your health problems or vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, any questions related to nutrition, we're happy to answer them. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us, because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. The human body requires a broad range of nutrients for general health and well-being. Whole food-based multiple formulas can help fill that need. That's why Blue Bonnet Nutrition has introduced Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula. It's a whole food-based multiple with over 25 crucial vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and more than 28 important plant-based nutrients from the foods one should eat every day. It contains adaptogenic herbs like astragalus, ginseng, ginger, garlic and ginkgo, health-promoting greens like spirulina and chlorella, and phytonutrient-rich superfruits like pomegranate, grapeseed, acai, mangosteen, goji, and tart cherry fruit extract. And it tastes great. So if you believe you should get most of the nutrients from your diet and want a multiple that supports that philosophy, look to Blue Bonnet's Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula, which is filled with a harvest of whole food essentials that are perfect for today's busy, stress lifestyles. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And next caller is Ann from Queens. You're live on the Wilner Window. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm a senior lady, and I suffer from insomnia, and I have high blood pressure. Could you recommend something for me?
Have you tried any of the natural substances?
No, I haven't tried nothing.
You haven't tried? Okay.
That too.
That too. Okay. There are a few things which are pretty, you know, elementary sort of in this area. One is called melatonin. I would suggest if, as a start, you try something like melatonin. Are you there, Ann?
Yes, I'm here. And what's regular milligrams?
Melatonin, and I would recommend a 3 milligram.
3 milligram, uh-huh.
Okay, there's many different things to try, but this one is, you know, probably...
Start with this first.
Yes.
And see how it works.
Absolutely. Take it about 45 minutes before bed.
45, and how long should you take it?
Take it at least for, give it a week.
A week.
But it should work very relatively soon.
All right. I thank you very much.
All righty. And next, let's say hello to Ann, another Ann from Trenton, New Jersey.
Yes, I'm here. I'm calling to see what you might recommend as a natural, safer alternative to S-Trace vaginal cream for thinning walls. I've just been given a prescription, and I feel uncomfortable about it. Do you have a second choice?
I don't know that there is anything that's going to help thinning walls like the estrogen creams, Dr.
Yeah,
Podell.
Yeah, in other words, the estrogen tends to help the vaginal wall. There may be other ways to do it, but I don't know them. And what you're concerned about is, will estrogen be a problem?
Yes.
Now, what alternative doctors will do sometimes is compound something called estriol, which is a much less likely to induce cancer form of estrogen. It may have some of the same other toxic effects of, in terms of heart and blood clots and all that.
Yeah.
One could do that. Usually, the amount that you're applying vaginally isn't all that large, and that you don't have to apply that much because you're trying to just make it work locally.
Right.
And that usually it works out. But indeed, it is still an estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So. And don't they also have an estradiol?
Oh, yeah. That's a stronger one. I forget. Which one are you taking?
Well, I've just been given this prescription for estrace cream, and I just felt real uncomfortable about it. I have no symptoms. I mean, there's nothing that I know of.
Well, if you want to get things to feel better down there, this is a reasonable thing to do. You can, once you've got it improved, you may be able to find that you can take it every other day or every third day or every fourth day and work down to the lowest dose that still attains what you want.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for that call, Ann.
Okay.
Dr. Podell, is that a medical term down there?
Was she from Atlanta?
No, I think she was from Queens.
Okay.
Next, we have Maria from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Okay. My doctor had informed me that I have high cholesterol, and the total cholesterol was 266. And I'm in my car driving. I'm not driving. I'm in the parking lot right now. And I do remember the 266, but I don't remember the LDL or the HDL. But I believe the bad one was also high.
Mm-hmm.
And he had suggested that I go on one of the cholesterol-lowering medicines. And I had said I really didn't want to do that. And would I be able to do red yeast rice?
Right.
And he had never heard of it, but he said, try it for a month or two and then come in and I'll do a blood workup.
There you go.
And to see if it lowered it. But I did have a friend that did it, and her cholesterol went down 50 points with the red yeast rice.
Yeah, red yeast rice can definitely be effective. There are certain people who will probably respond to it better than others. See, there are four numbers at least associated with cholesterol. You have your total cholesterol, which you know. You have the HDL, which is the good cholesterol. You have, which is supposed to be a little high, and the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, which is supposed to be a little low. And then you have triglycerides.
Right.
So
my triglycerides were okay.
Good. Then,
as far as I can remember, I don't remember the total.
Then that's okay. Then you're probably one of those people who's making too much cholesterol. All right. So in your case, the red yeast rice I would think has a very good chance of working. So by all means, use red yeast rice. We have a good one made by Doctor's Best. It's called they have the red yeast rice. I would suggest you use that one.
Okay, and now I'm taking, I believe it's 600 milligrams, and I'm taking two a day.
That's about right.
Is that right?
1,200 milligrams a day is the so-called correct dosage.
Okay, because I also have a friend that's taking 2,400, but I didn't want to take all that. I'm not.
Start at the 1,200, by all means.
Okay. And also one more thing. They said try not to buy the one that's made in China. Buy it if it's.
That's why I suggested the one from Doctor's Best.
Okay, that's the name of it, Doctor's Best?
That's the name of the company, and it's called Best Red Yeast Rice, I think.
Best Red Yeast Rice. And where would I, can I get that in a vitamin store?
You can get it at Wilner Chemist for sure. I'm not sure who else carries it.
Okay, Wilner Chemist. Now, where is that?
41st Street and Park Avenue.
Oh, gee, where's 41st and Park?
You can call us. We send. We ship.
Oh, you'll mail me?
Yeah. 1-800-633-1106.
Or Wilner.
It's 800-633-1106. You can call on Tuesday. We'll close tomorrow. Or you can order on the website Wilner.com. WILLNER.com.
NER.com. And what is the price on how many is in a Is that 60? Or?
If you go on the website and you'll find look in the manufacturer, you'll find Doctor's Best. Click on Doctor's Best and you'll see all their products, and then you'll see the red yeast rice. You'll see the price and you'll see how many in the bottle.
Okay, thank you so much.
All righty, thanks for the call, Maria. Okay, let's see. Geraldine from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, doctor. I'd like to discuss with you a treatment for a painful hemorrhoid, extremely swollen, and I haven't had one in like 15 years, but right now I have a lot of discomfort. And I've used about three or four tubes of hemorrhoid ointments, sit baths. Do you think there's a surgical procedure for this, or...
Well, if the hemorrhoid is actually clotted or thrombosed...
I think it is, because it's very huge.
Yeah, then what the doctor does is makes a little slit, and the clot pops out, and the pain goes away. But it's hard to deal with it if you don't get the clot out, because it's stretching the vessel.
I see.
So if you go in and see, your general practitioner may or may not actually do that kind of minor surgery. Certainly any surgeon would.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, and then... You can get back to yourself again.
And there's nothing else I can do in the meanwhile, because today's with the holiday. Is there anything you can recommend that I should go buy? Some sort of a different ointment?
Yeah, you've been using them all, so I wouldn't say anything would be better than what you're doing. Okay, good luck, Geraldine. Okay, and now you folks are going to listen to some nice information about a product called Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula.
Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out today in the control room. And stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini immediately after the Wilner Window at 4 o'clock. And we will return again next Sunday at 2 o'clock for another exciting show. We shall see you next Sunday. Please tune in.